Welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com. Where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons. Anyway, it appears David Ray forgot to call in. And amazingly, my phone did not tell me that it's going to charge me a penny a minute. So, maybe it's not charging me to make this phone call anymore. Or something. Or maybe I just hit the right tower. Don't know. Anyway, since David Ray forgot to call in, normally he calls me on three-way. Because T-Mobile charges me to call my own podcast now. So now David Ray is the host. And I am now the co-host. So, since he has not called me yet, and we're at 12 minutes after, I'm going to go ahead and do Ron Paul and call it a night. If I can find it. Here it is.
Monday, February 13th. Last month marked 44 years since the Supreme Court's Roe versus Wade decision creating a constitutional right to abortion. Roe remains one of the Supreme Court's most controversial decisions. Even some progressive legal theorists who favor legalized abortion have criticized Roe for judicial overreach and faulty reasoning. Throughout my medical and political careers, I have opposed abortion. I believe abortion is the killing of an innocent human life and thus violates the non-aggression principle that is the basis of libertarianism. Unfortunately, many libertarians, including some of my close allies, support legalized abortion. These pro-abortion libertarians make a serious philosophic error that undermines the libertarian cause. If the least accountable branch of government can unilaterally deny protection of the right to life to an entire class of persons, then none of our rights are safe. While I oppose abortion, I also oppose federal laws imposing a nationwide ban on abortion. The federal government has no authority to legalize, outlaw, regulate, or fund abortion. Instead of further nationalizing abortion, pro-life Americans should advocate legislation ending federal involvement in abortion by restoring authority over abortion to the states. Congress should also end all taxpayer funding of abortion and repeal Obamacare's abortion mandates along with the rest of Obamacare. Forcing pro-life Americans to subsidize what they believe to be murder is, to paraphrase Thomas Jefferson, sinful and tyrannical. That is why I was glad that one of the first actions of the new House of Representatives was to pass legislation ending all taxpayer support for abortion. Hopefully, the bill will soon pass the Senate and be signed into law by President Trump. Congress should follow this action by passing legislation allowing anti-war taxpayers to opt out of funding the military-industrial complex as well. The House passed bill also repealed Obamacare's mandates, forcing private businesses to cover abortion and birth control under their health insurance plans. Of course, I oppose these mandates, but unlike many other opponents of the mandate, I oppose them because they violate the rights of property and contract, not because they violate religious liberty. Opposing the mandates because they violate the religious liberty of a few instead of the property rights of all means implicitly accepting the legitimacy of government mandates as long as special exemptions are granted for certain groups of people from certain groups of mandates. President Trump has already protected pro-life taxpayers and unborn children by reinstating President Reagan's Mexico City policy. Mexico City policy forbids U.S. taxpayers' money from being used to support any international organization that performs abortion or promotes abortion. Using taxpayers' money to perform and promote abortions overseas is not only unconstitutional and immoral, it also increases resentment of the U.S. government. Unfortunately, as shown by the recent Yemen drone strikes, President Trump is unlikely to substantially change our militaristic foreign policy, which is responsible for the deaths of many innocent men, women, and children. Ending taxpayer support for abortion is an important step toward restoring limited constitutional government that respects the rights of all. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
Wait for it.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Oh, wait. I was supposed to wait for it.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Okay, one more time.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Okay. What's worse than Friday the 13th? Monday the 13th. And that's tomorrow. Anyway. Yeah, abortion. Yeah, I'm pro-choice. I believe that the baby has a choice as well. But anyways, yeah. We should not have to pay for things that we don't believe in, like he was saying. If you don't believe in abortion, why are you paying for it? You shouldn't have to pay for it. If you don't believe in or you don't support this war, why are you paying for it? You shouldn't be paying for it. I mean, the war is only basically to increase the size, the cost, extent, reach, and power of government. And it's government and corporate greed going to this, these other countries trying to impose Soviet rule on other people just like they imposed it on us. Anyway. Yeah, just like abortion. Many other things, many other subjects that is controversial, and there are people, we the people, are fighting over whether or not we should pay for it or not, or whether we agree with it or not. Those organizations should be raising funds to pay for their stuff. So if you support, I don't know, the cancer, I forgot what they're called now. The people that pretend to, that collect money and pretend to be looking for a cure for cancer when we already have like a dozen or more cures. If you look towards God's medicine instead of man's medicine. But they're not looking at God's medicine. They want something they can put a patent on. So anyways, using that and abortion, for an example. If you want to support that, then you can donate to that. But why should I be forced to pay taxes to support something which I don't believe in? And the same goes for you. If there's something that I believe in, why should you have to pay taxes to support what I believe in when you don't believe in it? It's against your faith, or it's against your whatever. It just shouldn't be. If you, like we said in the last podcast, if you want to do something, then by all means, you know, as long as you're not infringing on other people's rights, go for it. You know, as long as you're not causing harm to anyone, go for it. If you think this war is a just war that should be fought, well, pick up your gun and go fight this war. But don't force me to pay for it. Don't force my children to fight in your war. If you think it's a war that's just and honorable, then go serve in the war. If you think abortion is a good thing and you support it and promote it, then you should pay for it and not other people. If you think these breast cancer or regular cancer people looking for a cure, even though we already have one, are legitimate, and you want to support that, then by all means, support that. But I should not have to support that. It goes for anything and everything. What else did he say? Well, Trump, I'm actually about to do some homework on Trump's astrology. Because I study astrology. And I don't necessarily think Trump is the next best thing. A friend of ours thinks that Trump is the next Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln, and he's going to get assassinated, which I don't see that happening. I think Trump is exactly what the government needed. Someone who's going to increase the size, the cost, extend the reach of the power of government slower than Obama did. You know, before Obama, we had the increase in the size, the cost, extend the reach of the power of government, but it was slow and steady. How do you boil a frog? You turn the water up real slow. You turn it up too fast, the frog jumps out. Well, Obama, he turned the heat up a little bit too fast. Not that the president has a lot of power. Congress has most of the power. But nonetheless, you know, Obama cranked it up a little bit. My theory, I don't know if this is true or not, but I think maybe Obama was trying to expose the system by cranking it up just a little bit too much, too fast. You know, trying to get the frog to jump out of the water. Who knows? I don't know. That's just something that I've been pondering for the last, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. I voted for Ron Paul, if you didn't figure that one out. Anyway, so now Trump, he's going to turn the heat down, but he's not going to turn it on all the way. He's not going to turn it off. He's just going to turn the heat down, you know. Talk about doing all these things that people think they want, like build a wall. You know, like the Great Wall of China or whatever, or the Berlin Wall between us and Mexico. That's not going to work. Why? Because Congress is giving Mexicans and other illegals, foreigners, whatever you want to call them, incentives to come over here illegally. So the wall is not going to do anything. The wall is just going to create more crap. You know, quit giving the illegals or quit giving foreigners incentives to come here illegally and we won't have a problem or we won't have as much of a problem. There's always going to be problems, but we need to quit giving people incentives that create more problems. You know, the government. The government is notorious for creating a problem so they can advocate a solution for the problem, which puts more and more power and money into their hands and in the hands of like-minded criminals that follow them into office. So we got to watch these guys real close to see what are they doing. Are they creating the problem so they can advocate a solution? Are they increasing the size, the cost, extending the reach and the power of government? More rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines? That's the problem. They keep doing those three things. And we keep getting more and more tyranny. We keep losing more and more freedoms and liberties. We got to put a stop to that. What else did he talk about? I can't remember. I forgot. So anyways, yeah, maybe next week David Ray will remember to call in. Anyways. If you want to call in, I got all the information on DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. But it's all contingent on whether or not David Ray calls in or not. Because he's my host, former co-host, and now he's the host. And I am the former host, but now the co-host. So, yeah, interesting. The last podcast got 7 likes. We're doing good. We're moving up in the world. My internet's like super slow. Oh, why are you going so slow? You're making me crazy. Making me crazy. Freaking slow-ass internet. How slow is my email? Oh, okay, cool. Alright, let's see here. Copy. I'm working on doing some updates for the podcast. But this is our show notes I'm about to play for you. Select all. It's
is the DDND podcast dead? Uneasy face. www.daviddavidanddavid.com. No one was calling in anymore. Not even my CO hosts. Now T-Mobile is charging me to call my own podcast. So unless David Ray remembers to call me Sundays at 7 to 8 p.m. Central, there will be no podcast. Basically, David Ray has to call me and the podcast on three-way since he is the only one who can call it for free still. So David Ray is the new host and I am now the CO host. If I change carriers, which I am thinking about doing, we may or may not continue said podcast. The podcast does not generate any revenue, so paying more than I already am is not feasible since no one calls and our listens are few. If you would like to schedule a podcast, call David Ray at 417-876-7288. If you would like us to keep podcasting, text David Ray a reminder to call me and feel free to call in yourself. Sunday at 7 p.m. Central, CST, during the winter, and 8 p.m. Central, CDT, during summers. Daylight saving times is when we switch our times. If you would like to finance or sponsor our podcast and would like us to continue, you can donate through PayPal. Send funds to paypal@clay.net. Otherwise, this podcast will dwindle and slash or just be sporadic. We will record podcasts when David Ray remembers. So he is the new host and I am now the CO host. Thank you so much, Kano. www.daviddavidanddavid.com. 1. Please join my meeting. http://www.freeconferencing.com/meeting/910-587-124. Join the conference call. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Central, fall and winter, CST. Every Sunday, 8 p.m. Central, spring and summer, CDT. Dial 563-999-2010. Access code 256012 number. Asterisk 6 to mute your line. Additional help. Joining the conference, at the scheduled date and time of the online meeting, dial into the conference line and when prompted enter the access code followed by the pound key. Joining the meeting, click on the provided meeting link listed above. On the next page, fill out your name in the meeting login box. Once filled in, click on the login button. Thank you for using freeconferencing.com. DDD-PODCAST.com. Times, Sundays. At 7 p.m. Central, fall and winter, CST. At 8 p.m. Central, spring and summer, CDT. Every podcast is different, for we talk about everything under the sun. We have default topics, but we allow our callers to pick the subjects. 563-999-2010. EXT256012 number. Asterisk 6 to mute your line. Topics will vary from week to week. Topics are open to whatever our public wishes to discuss. Facebook.com/demented-dungeons-and-dragons. Facebook.com/demented-dungeons-and-dragons. If the podcast ever takes off, we might go to Blog Talk Radio and take this podcast to the next level.
Yeah, blog talk radio costs a lot more, so yeah. We probably won't be going to blog talk because we are not stable. And past predicts future. So I guess that's it. So if you want to know the information again, if you're not already at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com listening to this podcast, go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com to get the call-in information and the show notes and whatever else you want to get. And I guess that's about it. So, party on. Talk to you later, maybe next week. Happy Monday the 13th, and happy Valentine's whenever it comes around. Hope it's a good one for you. All right, party on, bye.